Jonathan Woods says his interest in photographing the new One World Trade Center building began back in 2011 when he was working for NBC News website covering the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Now a senior photo editor with Time, Woods ventured on an eight-month process of negotiating with the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey to allow access to a 405-foot spire on top of the 1,776-foot-tall building known as the Freedom Tower.
You know, it's one of the most incomprehensible feelings as you're climbing that ladder, and you're just thinking about left hand, right hand, left foot, right foot, but at the same time, you also are just totally taken aback by the surroundings.
He and a staff member from the Gigapan company climbed the ladder to take a series of photos that eventually made up a sweeping panoramic look at the Manhattan skyline.
You know, the little red lighthouse at the base of the George Washington Bridge, nearly 6 miles away, you can see three runways up there, you know, Newark, JFK, and LaGuardia, the places that if you've ever been to, you can see them. You can see detail on the crown of the Statue of Liberty's head. It's really remarkable being up there, and then you come down and you stitch together these pictures, and you see so much more detail than what you can see with the naked eye.
When they returned to the ground, they'd captured over 560 high-resolution images, which would later be put together and color-corrected to make up the Time magazine cover for the week of March 17th. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.